Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody. It is Clarissa. You are listening to the Influencers Channel. It is Clarissa Burt in the Limelight. And I'm back from a week in India. Yes, last week we did send a rerun because I was away. And I hope you enjoyed that. But this week we are back live and ready to go. Gorgeous day here in Phoenix, Arizona, to be introduced to yet two more fabulous influencer women that I know, love, and trust, that I come across in all of my travels. And the next guest I actually met, she was my cabin mate on the cruise that I went on in December with Roger Salam. We've spoken about that already. And what a lovely, fabulous surprise cabin mate to have. If you're going to have a cabin mate, you're going to want it to be Teresa Desgrois. Hello, gorgeous lady. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me here, Clarissa.
Well, I'm so glad we said we were going to do this, and we have. Between your schedule and mine, it hasn't been easy, but I'm thrilled to have you on. And I wanted to get started right off the bat so we could get a lot in about you being the founder and the chair of the Evolutionary Business Council. I did want to know, apart from the fact that I'm loving it. I've become a member. I'm being as active as I possibly can with time that permits and travel and such. But I wanted to get into how it got started, why you started it, and then we're going to talk about the event coming up in March. But let's get started at the beginning.
Well, the Evolutionary Business Council was really born out of intervention, I have to tell you. You know, one of the things I teach is that you can't make yourself influential.
Was that divine intervention? Was it divine intervention?
And, yeah, I would say, no, intervention of friends. You know, I teach that you can't make yourself influential. I teach that you need colleagues and friends around you supporting each other. I had created this huge network of people that I was getting to collaborate and support each other, and until finally a group of them sat down and said, Teresa, enough already, give this a name. Mm-hmm. And so the Evolutionary Business Council was born, but we're really just a community of people who believe that change for the better is possible, and we help each other create that.
Right. And as I know it, and you could explain it better than I can, but they are thought leaders, writers, authors, people in media, television, radio, much like myself, that have influence and come together to help each other with connections, with resources, with, and you're doing a huge piece on social media. So I wanted you to let everyone know about that as well.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you look at the whole term of thought leadership, right? Well, anytime you're pushing out new ideas, new ways of thinking, you're really in the realm of thought leadership. And so you're right. The Evolutionary Business Council is a community of people who are pushing out new ideas, new ways of thinking. And we we include international celebrities like yourself, or, you know, people like Partha Nandi, who has a syndicated show on Fox Detroit that reaches over 80 million. You know, we have huge people in the industry. We also have people who are running smaller grassroots initiatives at a more local level, the idea being that if we all band together to just really help each other, it's amazing what miracles are possible.
Right. It's positive word of mouth, right? I think that's
absolutely
sort of the mantra, if you will, for the Evolutionary Business Council. You are also a four-time best-selling author, and you're in seven different countries right now with your book, and it's entitled Mass Influence, The Habits of Highly Influential. So it did come out last year, and I wanted you to tell me why is this topic so important? Why are we hearing the word influential and influencers so much as of late?
You know, I'm fascinated by the topic of influence because, you know, what research is now showing is being able to be a positive influence, a positive contribution to your community, to your family, to the world at large, is not only important to your success, it's important to your happiness, it's important to your health, and in fact, it's important to your longevity, right? And really what it comes down to is when we make our lives about something bigger than just the pursuit of more stuff. When we make our lives about really being a contribution to the world, actually everything in our lives start working better.
Right.
And I really wrote this book to help reach the everyday heroes out there that just want their life to count for something, to have them understand that not only do you already have influence, but more influence is available to you very easily.
Right. What I do love about many different things I love about the Evolutionary Business Council, everybody, you can go to ebcouncil.com and follow along to find out who is really behind. There's, you know, obviously there's a whole army of people behind Teresa. She is the founder, but there's lots and lots of other people that are help making this happen. You can get onto the EBC collaboration calls. There are quite a few of them every week. The EBI, can you explain the difference between EBI and EBC for us?
Well, you know, the EBC are for the folks that are already shaking and moving out there in the world. They've got well-established businesses. They know how the influence game works. And then there are those people who have, you know, declared themselves to want to do something in the world, but haven't quite figured out how yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the EBI are for the folks who are superstar athletes. They just haven't learned the sport we're playing yet, you know.
Exactly.
And so it's our incubator group where we mentor folks.
And I love that about the Evolutionary Business Council, because it is all inclusive. And as I was saying before, there are online events that you can participate in. And I have participated in many of them. And I just signed up for a bunch more this morning, where you get to meet and greet people through Zoom calls. Or if, you know, a couple of times I've called in because I was on the road, but you get to meet people all over all over creation. Let's call it that, because I love the word create. And and you get to meet like-minded people, thought leaders, people of different thought, and you all come together and you play in the same sandbox nicely. And again, exchange resources, help one another. And I just love the idea, not only that you can do this on the calls, Teresa, but that you can also go as you're traveling to different cities around the United States and Canada and meet people in person. I've done that a couple different times, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school, a little old fashioned, but I just love that old sit down, meet and greet, have a glass of wine, cup of tea, and just really, you know, drill down into getting to know somebody.
I know. It's so fun. You know, people have joked that we're almost like a dating service for speakers. But really what we are is, you know, we're a hub of connection, right? And it's interesting, but when you find someone who's trying to create a movement in northern Canada somewhere, and they connect with someone from South Arizona who's, you know, similarly trying to create a movement on something similar, the friendships that get created and the possibilities that arise out of that are really quite phenomenal.
Hugely impactful. Everybody, you've been listening to Teresa Desguebois from the Evolutionary Business Council. Again, ebccouncil.com. We have to go to break, but don't go away, because we will be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or a single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
We are back with Teresa Desgrobois, and I do the best that I can to say your last name, and I hope I'm not massacring.
Great. Thank you.
Right with that? Oh, you're welcome. I'm trying. And we're talking about the Evolutionary Business Council and how to become an influencer. Why don't we get into that a little bit? Because I know your book does get into that, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions that people might like to know. The number one thing that stops most leaders from becoming influential is what?
Oh, you know, I would have to say it's our own self-sabotage. You know, it's our self-doubt, or what you might call it, inner dialogue. But it's all those things we tell ourselves when we think about stepping up, stepping into leadership, stepping into our own dreams of being a contribution in the world. Mm-hmm. And we all do it, and there's loads of research on it now.
Right.
And
right.
Really, you want to live a turned-on life, you got to learn how to get on top of that.
Right. And, you know, I'm thinking myself of starting up a community. We had that conversation when we met. So what would be one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they are starting up a community?
You know, I think the biggest mistake I see people make is what I would affectionately call practicing at business, or another word for that would be playing small. You know, a lot of people have this mindset that big is harder. And big isn't harder. Big is actually a lot easier if you really stand in something you really dream of. But, you know, we often mistake the details for the outcome. You know, I see people, they worry, they want to start a business. They think they need the physical location first. The physical location is actually the last detail. In fact, most businesses run better online now or in pop-up meeting spaces. You don't need all the infrastructure. You don't need all the burdensome, all the elements of a business. What you really need is what's the service you provide? What's the product that you give to the world? That's
right.
The thing you need.
And I know you're building another community. You've been doing this for some time now down in Costa Rica. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's happening down there? So exciting.
Yeah, we are having a lot of fun with this one. And one of the projects of some of the members of the Evolutionary Business Council is to actually build a transformational community in Costa Rica, which is really going to stand for the principles of transformational learning, the principles of conscious living, really being about not letting our own negative self-talk get in the way of how we live and really being a contribution to our community.
Yeah. And so as I understand it, there's a real community of houses being built.
Yeah, we're actually going to be building a retreat center together, and we're not very far from the capital, so we'll get that beautiful cosmopolitan life of being close to the capital and the airport and close to the beach and out in the country. So we're very excited about what's getting created in Zamundo.
That's very cool. And I don't know if I could give this little sidebar or not. Maybe it's something you don't want everybody to know, but when you were here in the United States, I don't know, and shut me up if you don't want me to tell, but when you were here in the United States, you had to make a couple of trips. You came with empty suitcases, right? And you took a couple of trips to Home Depot, which I thought was so sweet. So tender when you told me this.
Yeah, it's
tell
funny because, you know, here out in the country in Costa Rica, it's not always easy to get, you know, light fixtures and high quality bedding. So we've been asking friends, and whenever we go up to the U.S., we bring duffel bags full of stuff down so that we can have the highest quality of
switches,
finishes
wall switches, electrical. It's crazy. That's so funny. That is really, really sweet. Let's get to the Global Influence Summit, because that's coming up in San Diego in March from the 14th to the 16th. Plus, there's an extra day, so I want you to talk about that. But you are also very, I don't know if you're co-founder with Charmaine Hammond with the Global Influencers Summit. You're going to be there. We're all going to be there. And if you're not there, you need to be. It's globalinfluencesummit.com. Go get your tickets there, everybody. You're not going to want to miss this event. I will be there, and I cannot wait. Tell us what we can expect there.
And then
I know, me too. And then what's going to happen on the 17th? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, the Global Influence Summit is actually an event the Evolutionary Business Council sponsors. And I co-founded it with Joseph Ranseth and Charmaine Hammond. But we always partner the Evolutionary Business Council's annual retreat right afterwards. So on the final day is actually the biggest event that the EBC hosts every year. And it's a chance to not only meet many of the other members, it's a chance to collaborate and create some amazing miracles with what gets created with the other people in the room. It's really cool.
Right. I see that we have a friend coming that you got introduced to on the cruise, a good friend of mine I've known for years, Brian Smith, the founder of Uggs Boots. How exciting is that to have him joining in? He is an amazing speaker. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to actually listen to his speech. He just kills it in the room. So that was a good call on that. I'm excited about Brian being there. Everybody, globalinfluencesummit.com homepage. Tell us about what happens on the 17th. Is it the 17th?
Well,
am I right?
The 17th is really our chance to roll up our sleeves, sit down, and actually start collaborating. So while we're teaching the principles of influence from the 14th to the 16th, we're actually putting them in action at the Evolutionary Business Council retreat on the 17th. Right. One of the coolest things about the event on the 17th is that the members in the room get to stand up and make an ask for support in front of the whole room. It's incredible the miracles that get created in that. You know, I've seen people create campaigns big enough to put a book to number one on the bestseller list in seconds just by making an ask in front of that room.
Yeah. You know, I want to close. We have a couple of minutes left. One of the questions that we hear so much about, apart from the word influence and influencers, it's a buzzword. Let's say it is. In the last couple, 4 or 5 years, it's sort of popped out and it was like, wow, an influencer. Cool. But you talk also a lot about authenticity. And we hear a lot about being authentic and authentic brands and being our authentic selves. How much does authenticity really play into this?
Authenticity is really the key, right? And there's a lot of different definitions for authenticity out there. Here's mine. Authenticity is just your inside voice saying the same thing as your outside voice.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow,
in other words, your thoughts are in alignment with your actions and your words. And, you know, because we can all always tell when someone's trying to sell us something and they don't really believe in it. They're just trying to make a sale.
Yeah.
And, so it's so important to realize that stepping into your own dreams is the most authentic thing you can ever do, especially your dreams of really being a contribution to the world in some way. Yeah. And that is actually the foundation of your own success, because when you're more authentic, people warm up to you more. They trust you more. It's so much easier to create things in the world.
Well, it's just, like you said, it's walking the walk, talking the talk, and being the brand. I mean, you know, a lot of us solopreneurs and entrepreneurs are our own brand. And when you step out of integrity with that, in even the smallest things, I mean, you know, sometimes I'll find myself, you know, I'm a little free with a curse word every now and then. And I say, wait a minute, stop. That really wasn't kind of what I want to, you know, to put out there to the world. And so, you know, kind of just have to keep yourself in check with your authentic self and stay in a mindset, you know, sort of sometimes you got to change the mindset as well around all of that. We have a couple of minutes left. What is it that you want to leave the In the Limelight listeners with?
You know, I would have to say, give yourself permission to fail. Because until you give yourself permission to fail, you'll never have the courage to step into your own dreams, you know, and really stepping into your own dreams until you take action on your dream, you're just dreaming, you know. So give yourself permission to fail spectacularly. That's the doorway to an amazing life.
It's scary. It's very scary.
Good, scary.
You know, it's really, really scary. You know? I mean, you know, a lot of people have to, take into account that there's going to be a lot of discomfort and it's not always going to feel good. And sometimes it could be really scary and that, you know, nothing ever good ever came of not taking a risk. You agree?
There's a reason we love roller coasters, right? It's that moment of crazy scariness when we get to the other side that is one of the greatest moments in our lives.
Right.
You know, life is like that in general, right? And if you live a mediocre life with no ups and no downs and you're just putting in your time, you're really not going to have that kind of tuned in happiness if you take some risks and especially risk being a contribution to the world. Risk actually doing something that matters. You know, be a big contribution to your family, your community, the world at large, because that is the stuff that dreams are made of.
Where are we? And I'm going to add myself in there because I'm a member now and thrilled again to be a member of the Evolutionary Business Council. Everybody, ebcouncil.com. You're going to want to go and join. One of the best things I've ever done. Where are we now with global reach?
Oh, our numbers have just topped 208 million, although we have several new applicants this week that might bump that up even higher. So
really?
It's pretty exciting. Yeah,
that is really exciting. What's next? I mean, where do you want to take it? When is enough ever going to be enough, or is it just the moon and the stars for Teresa de Grubois? What's next?
You know, I really believe that we can change the world one's grassroots movement at a time. Mm-hmm. So the EBC stands in the great big hairy audacious goal of 1.2 billion lives touched and transformed from learning how to think more consciously by the year 2020, which is essentially the tipping point for planet Earth. So we're pretty excited about taking on that crazy audacious challenge.
Yeah. Can I give a shout out to Pam? I love Pam Byrne.
Oh,
she's,
absolutely.
She is really, and she's, you know, I think she's another chief cook and bottle washer up there in are you guys in Vancouver? Are you in Vancouver or Toronto? I forget.
Actually based in Calgary, Canada, but we spend the winters down in Costa Rica. So we're based in Palmares, Costa Rica for the winter. Yeah.
So she has been
Pam Bain, the director of operations for the Evolutionary Business Council, is just probably the biggest miracle I've ever been sent in my life.
Yeah.
You know, and the organization loves her dearly.
Yeah. I really, really do. So, yeah, absolutely. Okay, we got 1 minute to go. I think we've given. Oh, we have any more parting words that you want to get out? I do want to remind everybody about your bestseller. Now, you have four different books. Is that correct? Did I get
that
right?
Correct.
Okay.
No, and can I just use the last minute to say I am so thrilled to see the impact you're doing in the world. And thank you for the work you're doing, Clarissa. It's amazing.
Thanks. It's really nice. Thank you very much. I am very thrilled about it as well. There's a lot going on. And as you know, solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, we wear a lot of hats but I'm really excited because I think Enveloper is going to be doing some amazing work. I just got back from India. I gathered a lot of other women and women's groups there who are very excited about becoming a part of what we're doing. It really is, I think it's our life's mission and our life's passion. Wouldn't you agree?
To bring people together. I would. I'm so inspired by the work you're doing, beautiful lady. Thank you.
So kind. Well, thank you very much for being with us and taking your time. Give my love to Pam. She's probably right there in the room. And if she's not, you'll see her soon, I'm sure. Make sure that you go ahead and give everybody my love. I'm going to see you very soon. We're going to be getting together again. Everybody, I think I told you already. In fact, I know I have. I'm going to pull it back up here. We got 14, 15, 16 in San Diego of March. You're going to want to be there. Remember to go to globalinfluencesummit.com so that you can get your information. Teresa, I adore you, and I'm going to be hugging you very soon. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you.
All right. Bye now. Everybody, you are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We are going to be back with yet another super influencer, supercharged woman. Do not go away. We're going to be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Would you like to make more money, help more people, and have more fun? Tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, because you'll discover the money, mindset, and marketing skills that will help you create the abundant lifestyle you desire. As an international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and thought leader, Noah helps business owners increase their income, influence, and impact. So tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, live every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
It's time to unlock some of the best-kept secrets in health, wealth, and happiness. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest and hear insider tips from today's experts? Then tune in to The Forbes Factor with celebrity TV host and inspirational icon, Forbes Riley. She's a best-selling author and TV fitness expert, and you know her from QVC and HSN. Now she brings her expert advice and guests to the Voice America Influencers Channel. Tune in live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for The Forbes Factor. We guarantee it will be the best hour of your week. Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune into Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast-track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, you are back in the limelight with yet another super influencer, superstar lady I have known for some time. The work she does is something that is not only as selfless as they come, but it is absolutely extremely very needed and again, super selfless. But the first thing I do want to shout out about is that she's kind of just become a new mommy. Hello, Sherry Drews.
Hello. Yes, and it has been an absolute joy to have a little baby.
I know. Well, Shelly, you know, I've been friends for a while. You do live in Phoenix where I live, and I have not yet had the chance to meet Annalise, but I have been to the baby shower and I cannot wait to meet her. Is she 5 months now?
She just turned 6 months. Yeah, six. It's going so fast.
It
but
is
we
going
tried
so
12
fast.
Years to have her. And so I just encourage anybody to never give up because you know, it finally happens through the help of doctors, and it has been the greatest gift of my life. She is so perfect and wonderful in every way.
I know she is. I'm following on social media, and I see how gorgeous she is and how your mom and dad and everybody's glowing, and they're so excited. So you are no stranger to healthcare, and I wanted to, you know, I really wanted to get you on the show, and I wanted to get you on before your event that's happening on March 9th, and there's another one on November 2nd, and you, again, as I said, are no stranger to healthcare. You are a healthcare professional and advocate for people with dementia. And this is a time of life that is so, you know, our golden years are critical years, and they are when our body starts to break down, but it's also when our mind, our brain starts to break down in some, not all cases. And I wanted to take a little bit of a deeper dive with you on that so that people might know more what to expect, how caregivers know how to help to cope, because dementia is something that is debilitating for one and all, and it can really break families apart. So why don't you give us an idea, first of all, as to why you chose this as to be, you know, to be your life's mission and passion.
Yeah.
Take it from there. Give us a little bit.
I have always had a passion for seniors. Before we had the diagnosis of dementia, you know, when they were called senile, I as early as I could started volunteering in nursing homes, and those were the people I gravitated to, were the ones that, as they would title, quote unquote, behaviors. And there's a vulnerability in that. There's a vulnerability in the disease process that I have been drawn to in understanding and being able to give them empathy. And it's a very scary thing because right now in Arizona specifically, dementia, specifically Alzheimer's, is the fourth leading cause of death. And we're not prepared for it. It's one in three seniors that are dying of dementia. That's 65 years of age and older. And we are not even including the younger generations and people who are dealing with this. I recently was running a memory care facility, and I had one of the family came in, and it was a husband and a wife. And I thought for sure that it was actually going to be for him just by his appearances. And he was a little slow when we were having a conversation. But what I found out was that was due to his exhaustion because it was his daughter that they were having to place into our memory care facility. And it's just devastating.
You know, I know that you're not a doctor, and I don't want to, and I want to get that. Am I correct in saying that you are not a doctor? You are a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
You help take care of our aging community. And, but in the, okay, so dementia, you know, I did come to your first event a couple of years ago in Phoenix, and I was so surprised and quite really in awe of the information that I garnered while I was there. And there were different speakers that got up that came from, you know, that are professors at different universities and that were talking about what dementia is, what dementia isn't, how to find out, you know, if you have dementia, if you have a predisposition for dementia. That was so eye-opening to me. I was wondering if you might be able to, you know, if you could draw from some of the information. Do you remember some of that? If you could give us some enlightenment there.
Yes. So there's over a of dementia. And that's where it gets a little difficult because our primary care physicians are generally the person that we'll go to when we start recognizing that we're struggling with our memory, which is one of the key factors of dementia. And a lot of times, you know, they're not able to identify the specific type unless they do a series of testing, which are MRIs and PET scans, trying to see if there's shrinkage of the brain. But, you know, the biggest thing is that what we want to do, so how my senior dementia series is all based around empowering and educating people so that they are prepared for this. Because of it being such an epidemic, we need to be prepared for ourselves as well as our families, as well as our neighbors. I mean, it's something that every single one of us are going to be dealing with. And so our desire is to be able to say, you know, these are the symptoms that we're looking for. Everybody deals with some memory loss. I teach a lot of people about dementia, and a lot of people will come up to me afterward and say, oh my gosh, I'm learning this because I'm taking care of other people, but I'm really concerned for myself. And there are so many different factors that it could be. You know, we're stressed out. We all are multitasking in our lives. We're we're doing a lot of different things that affect us in our concentration and in our health. B12 deficiencies, hormone deficiencies. There are so many different things. That
I'm going to interrupt you just a second. Can we also add sugar and alcohol to that equation?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a specific dementia based on having too much alcohol and killing the brain disease. The brain is actually dying. The synapses are not communicating anymore. And so based on the type of dementia, each progression of death within the brain is different. But, you know, we talk about Alzheimer's. That's the number one type of dementia. And, you know, we have the Banner Alzheimer's Institute, the Alzheimer's Association. We have a lot of knowledge and literature out there. One of the things that we don't have, though, is the practical training for those of us who are dealing with dementia with a loved one. How do we take care of them every day?
Right, without a doubt.
That's what, you know, this particular series is really focused on the practical how-to. How do I redirect my loved one who is wanting to exit the house in the middle of the night? Or how do I, you know, redirect them to stop cussing and telling women inappropriate things if they've got dementia that's in the frontal lobe of the brain? We're dealing with behaviors that are very difficult for the wives to address or vice versa. Right. Women are 2/3 of the people that are diagnosed with dementia.
Yeah.
So this is an epidemic, but it particularly is something for us as women that we need to be looking at and addressing.
I'm asking you medical questions. Go ahead.
They don't know the reason for that, why women are more affected, but we do have some research, a lot of research that's going on for the estrogen to figure out how that, you know, takes a play in it. But it's a very, very scary time. And because I'm a dementia specialist, that's what I do and focus on. I have run multitude of different facilities. I've owned care homes. My master's is in healthcare management. But I have always focused it towards seniors and dementia, and we've never seen it like it is today. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'll go to different social events and with women that are just in the community and not in my profession, and they'll say, oh my gosh, I'm devastated. I just found out, you know, my friend who's 64 years old has been diagnosed with this. But what I do want to say is that even though we're seeing this more and more, the research is showing there are a lot of preventative things that we can do. And that's really where I like to focus.
Next question. Good. That was my next question. Yeah, please.
So 2019, I helped my seniors, a partnership with the Marcus Drivers organization. It's called the Women's Alzheimer's Movement, and it's all based on that preventative piece. Now, and yes, absolutely, Aricept and all the different other types of things, they do help. I get asked that question. What I've seen is that it will help stabilize people often where they're at, so it slows the progression of the disease process. Exercise, more than anything else in the world that we can do, is exercise because it's a disease of the brain.
And Shelley, I'm going to stop you right there. So hold that thought 1 second, because we do have to go to break, but this is getting really, really interesting. And I know everybody wants to get all the information that they possibly can. You are in the limelight with Shelley Drews, everybody. Please stay right where you are and don't go away.
Stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Shelley Drew. She's a senior healthcare professional and advocate for our elderly and aging population, working a lot to help people understand more about what to expect from dementia, whether it be you or someone that you know and love. Let's get back to telling everybody about what they can expect, the preventative measures that might be able to be taken now before we age into the golden years.
Yes. So
really, one of the biggest things is exercise. I know we hear it again and again and again. We had a doctor from Harvard that was speaking to us about those who have mild cognitive impairment and then being able to take medication to help slower the progression of the disease. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that that might work by about 10%. But when we go every day and walk, not running or skipping, but just walking, 30 to 40 minutes a day, that it decreased our risk by 35%. That's huge.
Yeah.
So exercise is one of the biggest things we can do. And it, and the reason is because the brain needs the oxygen and the blood flow to be able to function. And mm-hmm. so when we exercise, we're getting more increased blood flow to the brain, which is bringing the nutrients that we need to heal it and to allow it to function.
Obviously, you know, as you said, the oxygen is very important. But before we went to break and we're, you know, the connection wasn't so great, you were also talking about diet and nutrition and how alcohol can affect and sugar can affect. And there are certain medications, as I understand it, that also are detrimental. You want to sort of repeat, if you don't mind, what you were saying there?
Yeah, so diet is really big. You know, really it's all about giving the body everything that it needs in order for the optimal function within the brain. And mm-hmm. so recently they've been doing a lot of studies with the Mediterranean diet and really making sure that we're getting the correct nutrients to just allow our bodies to flourish. And so, mm-hmm. You know, B12 is a very, very important vitamin that we need to make sure that we have vitamin D as well. And mm-hmm. also making sure that we're taking care of our bodies. You know, diabetes is having a big effect on us in our you know, community these days. Mm-hmm. And it does affect the functioning of the brain, our cognitive mm-hmm. abilities, making sure that we are using our brain at the utmost. You know, they talk about the cognitive therapy, which is so huge. And what that looks like is that we're actually using our brains and we're pushing them further than maybe we've done before. So we mm-hmm. get into habits where, you know, we drive home the same way every day, but that's not a challenge. So they say it has to be something new. You can't play Sudoku every day and expect that that's, you know, creating new synapses in the brain. So it's got to be new stimulation.
Right. I want to get into your events because you've been doing events. Yeah, you've been doing events for the last couple of years, and they've grown exponentially because obviously there was a niche market, and you found it, and you're giving everybody the information that they need. Because again, this is a very scary subject. Again, for those who are the patients and those who are the caregivers, this is something that we need to be educating ourselves about. So you're having another event coming up here in Phoenix on March 9th, 2018, obviously, and I think you get more information at helpmysenior.com. You can get your tickets there. Yes,
that's correct. Mm-hmm. And we actually have sold out because the need is so great for March 9th, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And so it is a 5-part series, and mm-hmm. April 13th is the next topic, which is on dementia 101 is what we're calling it, and just understanding the brain changes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 5 series that people can look at to learn what is available and what we're going to be discussing. And it's with Tipa Snow, who is by far the most incredible international dementia specialist that there is.
Yeah.
So
she's got 33 years of clinical experience in the field. Yeah, yeah. As I was saying, 33 years mm-hmm. of clinical experience in the field of geriatrics and dementia care, and it goes on and on and on. But yeah, I can see where I haven't met Tipa, but I see that she definitely is an expert in the field. So all of these events are taking place in Phoenix, yes?
There at Glencroft Senior Living, and it's in Glendale, and it's mm-hmm. on 67th Avenue between Dunlap and Northern.
Right. And you can get your tickets at helpmysenior.com. If you're not in town, you need to get in town. Are you videotaping your events at all so that it can be open to a wider range of people? In other words, that you might be able to share that information at some point?
We are, but we're due to restrictions of for TIPA, we're not able to share that like we would like.
Right.
So so having the 5 different series is something that we were hoping to help overcome that with a little bit. And mm-hmm. the question comes out a lot, you know, who is it really for? It's mm-hmm. for families, and it's also for senior professionals. It's anybody that has an aging loved one. That's every mm-hmm. one of us.
Everybody.
We're all going to be affected by this.
Yeah, absolutely. You on the website, I noticed that there's information and resources on the website that people can go to, helpmysenior.com. And it kind of gives you some guidelines, if you will, for example, home safety. You're going to want to have smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in or near the kitchen and all bedrooms. You're going to want to have your emergency phone numbers readily available, right? Because you just never know when you may need to be making that phone call. Safety knobs, help me understand, and an automatic shutoff switch on the stove. What is a safety knob all about?
So I was having a hard time hearing you with that.
Of course.
So your question is with regards to safety in the home?
Yeah, safety in the home. So in other words, how to safeguard, if you will, the dementia patient, the Alzheimer patient, from potentially hurting themselves or, you know, setting up a disastrous type of situation.
Oh, yes. And unfortunately, it's something I see quite often. So starting with in the very beginning, when people start to have the mild cognitive impairment, being able to set it up so that there's calendars that can, you know, redirect people to what they need to do. And as an example for a big safety concern is medication. You know, when we have a memory loss, we go to take our medication and we don't remember we've taken it. Oftentimes that's been causing a lot of deaths, if not critical illness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very, very careful in making sure that we are monitoring our loved one and how they're taking it. I had a lady that told me, oh, my mom, you know, does fine taking her meds. She does it every day. And I said, you know, have you watched her? And she looked at me and said, well, you know, they're not in her pill box. I said, okay, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to set and watch. And one of the things that people often miss is how are they taking it? Well, she had an eye drop that had a steroid in it that she went to go put into her eye that went directly into her mouth and shouldn't have been, caused some issues that we were having to deal with. And she was taking the pills and flushing them or doing things that it wasn't a healthy situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't know when that first time starts. We've had family members that have called and their loved one drank the soap. There's a damage in the brain where they're not able to recognize what to do with the items that are in front of them. And so being able to get organic-based items and knowing that there's a possibility that they may drink these items, making sure that all of the cleaning supplies are locked away, or again, they're natural, so that it's not going to harm them.
Alcohol, the same thing, right?
Batteries is a big one, too.
Batteries, alcohol. Guns and weapons, scissors, knives, you know, all of the power tools, machinery, these kinds of things. You know, basically, it's like setting up a home for a baby. I'm sure you've done the same with Annalise, right? You've done a lot of clearing the clutter and getting things out of her reach. Yeah. And so, I sort of follow the same guidelines when you have an elderly dementia and Alzheimer patient in the home. I've heard of it over and over again. You certainly have seen it over and over again. So, you know, you talk about simplifying the home. Too much furniture can make it difficult to move around freely. So that's something, because maybe we've got a wheelchair that we're dealing with or a walker that we're dealing with in the home. So that makes things certainly different, you know, a different case scenario. All the, you know, the extra newspapers, magazines, get rid of them. And why do you think that is? Just in case there should be a fire that starts?
Absolutely. And it's all tripping hazards as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Based on where they're storing these things. Simplicity is key.
Right.
So when I go into the homes, I'm looking to try to make it as simple as I can. Clear walkways.
Right.
You know, a lot of people like to have, you know, the rugs that they place on top of things, but it's a tripping hazard.
Mm-hmm.
We want to remove those.
Yeah. Here's so another one, Shelley. And I know this
a lot of different pieces, making sure one of the biggest things where most of the falls happen is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure that is safe where they step out of the shower. Yeah. What are they stepping on? And is that slippery? In addition to if they're using a walker in a wheelchair, like you said, you know, how is that all positioned there? Where do they have handrails to be able to hold on to make sure that they don't fall?
Yeah,
there's
and
a
so
non-slip
true.
Spray that companies can offer to put into the showers that as soon as it gets wet, it actually creates it to where the material, it's you stick to it basically. So you can move on it, but you're definitely not going to fall with that.
Right.
So those pieces are worth every bit of money to make sure that those are in place, because when the falls happen and the hip fractures take place, there's often a very, very sudden decline with that.
For sure. And it's so true what you've said. I had an elderly aunt stay with me, and I'll be darned if she didn't fall in the bathroom, and I live alone.
Oh.
So it was dead weight for me to pick up that I couldn't do. So I did have to call my uncle who came along and helped me with that, but it was a scary moment for her and for me. So I just sat on the floor with her and calmed her a little bit until my uncle got here and all was well after that. The other thing, Shelley, and I know I'm probably not going to be real popular when I say this because it happened to my grandmother, it's falling over the animals. The cats and the dogs in the house didn't see it. She fell backward over a dog, and it was a rather, you know, tall dog. And that's where, you know, she had the hip issue. And so, you know, I don't know if that's even going down that path is the right thing to do. But, you know, if you have to part with a loved animal, beloved animal, you might have to give it to someone else for a while, or I don't know what. But, you know, just want to get rid of all the clutter in that house. We have about another minute and a half to go, Shelley, and I want to make sure that we got everything in that you wanted to say. So remember, everybody, helpmysenior.com. She's already sold out for March, and that's a great thing. It's a good sign because obviously this information is so needed. But you can pick right back up on April 13th. There's one on September 14th, October 12th, and November 2nd. Is there somewhere that people can go, hopefully on the website, that they can get more information, a newsletter or something of the like, social media?
Yes. Well, most of the information, the best place is helpmysenior.com. They can also call me directly. My number is 602-327-3096. You know, I'm here as a resource to help people. And, you know, and the question comes into what is it that I can expect out of this? It's to have fellowship and support and an understanding of what the disease process is, whether you're dealing with it now or it's something you'll be dealing with in the future. Our goal is to empower you and to make sure that our loved ones that are dealing with this disease are going to have quality care and a quality life, because just having a diagnosis of dementia does not mean that there can't still be years and years and years of a happy quality life. We just need to know how to give it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the work that you do. I watch you from afar. I follow you on social. I'm always so amazed and in awe of just how big your heart is. And I am honored to call you a friend of mine.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Really
with that, everybody.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. We've come to the end of the show, everybody. It is the Influencers Channel. I give a shout out to my A-Rod every week. He makes me sound a heck of a lot better than I probably am. And everybody, thanks again. We're going to be back next week with some more super influencers. You know that if you come to this show, you're going to get the best of the best. Everybody, thanks again for being with us. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.